For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The accomplishments of elected officials are of concern to all South Carolinians. This has been true throughout history, said South Carolina State Museum history curator Joanne Zeiss. In fact, one of South Carolina's early statesmen achieved great things despite the fact that he was born a slave. Robert Smalls was born in Beaufort in 1839. Zeiss said Smalls made his first mark on history with his daring escape from slavery in Charleston as the pilot of the Confederate ship, the Planter. On May 13, 1862, the Planter's white crew went into town, leaving Smalls and the other enslaved crew with the ship. What happened next catapulted Smalls to fame.
He takes his family, he takes some other family members of the other men, and they steal this ship. Robert Smalls has to disguise himself in the captain's hat and hide the fact that he doesn't have a white face as he goes by several Confederate checkpoints out in Charleston Harbor. And he gets this boat and he goes out to where the Union blockade is. And Robert Smalls delivers the Planter and the guns that were on the ship up to the Union forces.
Smalls became an instant celebrity to the Union. But according to Professor Valinda Littlefield, director of African American Studies at USC, his heroic escape proved more than his courage.
The conventional argument was that African Americans were dumb. They had to be told everything. They had to be made to work. They were an inferior race. He debunks all those myths with one fell swoop. They're gone. You can't use that argument anymore.
Smalls later became a South Carolina representative, where he helped draft a new state constitution in 1868. Reconstruction ended in 1876, when blacks had their last chance to vote without difficulty for nearly a century. Zeiss said one of the museum's artifacts illustrates the times.
This is a voting box from 1876. It looks pretty simple. So it's just a wood box with a hole in the middle and two yes and no boxes. But this voting box was used in 1876, which is a really pivotal year in South Carolina history, especially politically as we talk about Robert Smalls.
Though the post-war's progress was stymied, Smalls continued to work to advance South Carolina, especially in education, said Zeiss.
The Reconstruction period is often looked at as radical, as it was a bad thing. But the reality was we had huge improvements in education. And that was probably the biggest improvements that we had as a state right then. Education became free for all the children. I mean, that was amazing.
Smalls also fought for women's rights, Littlefield said, both for the right to divorce until it was later overturned and, through the new 1868 state constitution, for their property rights.
Before the 1868 Constitution, your husband could use your money to pay off his debts. What Robert Smalls and others looked at was, that's not fair. And let's rethink this and let's figure out ways that we can protect a woman's property rights.
Smalls also served as a U.S. congressman. One of his achievements in Washington for South Carolina can still be seen today, said Zeiss.
He was instrumental in making Parris Island a military base. He was the one who championed that through the United States legislature and got that bill passed and got that established, and the Marines eventually took it over, I believe, in World War I as a training base. So yeah, he was absolutely instrumental in that. We owe him many great debts, but that's one of them.
From slavery to the halls of government, both historians agreed that Robert Smalls helped provide and protect some of the freedoms and rights we enjoy today. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.